England at its best. Der große Britpod.
Mit Alexander Klaus Stecher und
Klaus Behling.
Hi, I'm Charles Richmond, the 11th Duke of Richmond and Gordon, and I'm absolutely delighted to be on the Britpod podcast over the next few weeks and absolutely thrilled that they're here doing such a huge and fabulous coverage of Goodwood and all that goes on here. And I hope very much indeed that you'll join us and enjoy it.
Welcome to a very special edition of our podcast, England at its Best, the Große Britpod. Today we are sitting exclusively in the historic Goodwood House in Sussex, a place full of tradition, elegance and history. And His Grace Charles Gordon Lennox, the 11th Duke of Richmond, has invited us for a conversation. We are honored to speak with him over tea and biscuits about his impressive estate, the legendary events at Goodwood and the future of his extraordinary place. Join me, Alexander, and my colleague Klaus on a journey through the world of Goodwood. Your Grace, before we dive in, how are you personally today?
I'm very good form, thank you very much. Yes, it's late in the afternoon, so the day is done with, which is a relief. We've had a beautiful sunny day, so I think we're all in a good mood.
Once again, thank you very much for welcoming us today. And to start off, could you describe what Goodwood means to you personally?
Well, Goodwood means obviously quite a lot to me. I've been here most of my life. My family have been here for nearly 350 years or something. So everything that I do is very much centered on this place. So all our activities, both family activities, business activities, the whole kind of all that we're about is here at Goodwood. So it's very close to our hearts.
An impressive connection between past and present. Since we are speaking about history, Goodwood is world famous for its events. Do you remember your very first festival of speed? What stands out most in your memory from that event?
I remember the first festival of speed very well indeed, because so much happened. It was in 1993. I'd been trying for a couple of years at that point. I'd been living at Goodwood then just for 18 months or something, come back here to live. And we tried to get the old motor racing circuit back and up and running again. I'd loved it as a child, spent a lot of time with my grandfather here. He built it in 1948, and he closed it, much to my horror, as a small boy in 1966. So when I came back to live here, I thought maybe that was something we could do. I loved cars and racing. Maybe we could get this great track open again. We had a huge amount of resistance. I guess we expected it from the local authority. People didn't want the noise or the activity. So it looked like a fairly lost cause. So I wondered if we could do something in the meantime to just see if people still remembered Goodwood and cars and what the reaction might be if we were to try something. So we had the idea of doing this event in front of the house. They couldn't stop us using that bit of road. And much to my surprise, when I got the track inspector who was helping me look at the circuit at the time, I asked him, could he come up to the house and have a look at a little idea I had? I had explained to him that I was looking to create this hill climb, if you like, in front of the house. We're going to run cars. And what did he think? He was very helpful, actually, very kind. He looked at the route that I had in mind. He thought that looked very fast. And then we looked at a slightly different route, just starting from a slightly different place. And he thought that looked very doable. And I have a lot to thank him for, Derek and Garo. And he was very positive. He thought it was a good idea. And if he hadn't thought it was a good idea at the time, we probably would never have tried it. So thanks to him and a few others, they were positive about it. And so the festival speed, that was in October 92. And then June 93, we held the first event. And you said, what was my absolutely abiding memory of that? I think that was opening my bathroom curtains at about 6:30 in the morning that first day and seeing 25,000 people trying to get in, and we were expecting about 2,000. So it was like, oh my God, it was like a big rock festival or something. There was everyone breaking down the barriers. They had no tickets. There was nowhere to park the cars. It was all, you know, in a way sort of wonderfully chaotic. And we realized then that there was a passion here which we hadn't fully understood. And this was really about people's just their passion for cars, actually. No one before had allowed just people to get close to cars and to enjoy the cars. The cars were always just enjoyed by the people who owned them, not by the people who loved them and loved seeing them. So it was a different approach. And it was obvious straight away that we were touching a really, really sensitive and exciting nerve.
The Festival of Speed truly inspires people around the globe, but your house and your estate looks back on more than 300 years of history to Charles II also. How does this long tradition influence the decisions you make today?
No, our history definitely influences the decisions and the things that we do here. So one of our key values, which we make very clear to everyone who is involved with the estate, and particularly all our employees here, is around authenticity. We call it the real thing. Authenticity is very, very important to everything we do. So we want to do things which really relate to the place and help tell that story. Obviously, motor racing is one of those things. And our little mantra, actually, for all that goes on here is horse racing, motor racing, golf, flying, shooting and cricket, because all those things were passions, simply passions of various members of the family. And I guess my role, what I've tried to do, is bring those passions to life again and make them meaningful to a modern world.
This house truly radiates a special aura. You live in one of England's most beautiful and important historic houses. What does everyday life at Goodwood House look like, also away from the major events? How do we have to imagine your life, your daily life here?
Well, we're running a home, but it's our life, it's our business, it's our home, it's everything we do. So we're trying to make ourselves useful. We want to do things which are beneficial to people generally, beneficial to the local community. We employ about 700 people. The business very much relates to events, for sure. They're the major part of the actual revenue, but also, obviously, the estate itself is absolutely the most important thing. So all that we do and all our activities and all our entrepreneurial spirit is focused on trying to keep the place alive and well. So, and the estate, of course, the land, the farming, the forestry, all of that is vital. We're trying to do the best we can with what we've got. You know, we're trying to make this as good as we can make it, the most of what we've got, and keep it going and keep it alive and healthy and keep reinvesting. Yeah, so it's very obviously all that's all very important to us. So the business is really there to support the rest.
Do we have to imagine it a little bit like in Downton Abbey in our times also? You live with your personal butler and all your stuff and so on here?
We have a certain support team. I mean, I think it's hard to live in a house like this without having the right team behind you. And also people's expectations are such that when people stay here or they have dinner here, and we live in the house, we very much live in the house. You can't pay to stay in the house or anything. It's a home. So if you're here, you're a guest of the family. And then we want to give people a great experience. So I hope they're very well looked after. And our butler, George, looks after everyone brilliantly.
George the Butler, that's the name.
George the Butler, yeah.
We like very much your little film when the butler is bringing your breakfast. Zifaraj, this was a nice one.
Yeah, we've done some fun things.
At the same time, Goodwood is a modern operation. Goodwood is also very active in agriculture. How important is sustainability and organic farming to you on your estate?
Absolutely vital. No, we want to do things as sustainably as we possibly can. You know, my mother and my wife were very, very interested in food. My mother brought us all up on very kind of alternative diet. Well, it's not really considered alternative diet at all now, but it was in the 1960s. My wife converted the farm here to organic over, well, nearly 30 years ago now. So we've been at it quite a while. It's a big, big farm to be organic. It's about 4,500 acres. It's very important to us. So how we treat the estate, how we look after the soil, you know, we take a very long-term view and we want to do things as well as we possibly can and look after things as well as we can.
Today's times, if we come back, many famous personalities have been your guests here. Is there one encounter that particularly impressed or inspired you? And can you name some of these important people?
Gosh, we've had lots of interesting people here, for sure. Tom Cruise on the rally stage was a fun time with my children.
Really, Tom Cruise?
I don't think Tom told Paramount that he was coming, but we had a fun time. My son had all these, we had these great buggies at the time, with 1,000cc Fireblade engines in the back. They were really on the rally stage, which is very slippery, chalky, you know, track. It's a very exciting full-on rally stage. So Tom came over for the day. We were horse racing. He came horse racing, and we ditched the horse racing and went on the rally stage instead. And we had a lot of fun. Yeah, that was good fun. So we've had lots of good times like that. Yeah.
There must be a beautiful collection of anecdotes. But speaking of hosting, you are not only a host, but also an entrepreneur. How do you manage the balancing act between tradition and innovation?
Well, I think the tradition's just here, really. It's very much part of the place, and we've got to innovate to survive. As I said earlier, we've got to be relevant, we've got to do things well, we've got to take the best of what we've got, so we've got to use the heritage and make it, you know, very relevant to a modern world. So it's very important, because I think we're, you know, I love modern architecture, I love modern things, I'm very keen that we push on, we've got to grow all the time, we need to innovate, we need to do new and exciting things. But we're lucky that at the same time we have all this heritage and we can look back over 350 years and see where it's all come from.
Not to forget, you are a very famous photographer. We see some pictures. I think this is yours. Do you have enough time for this?
Not much time, late at night. No, it's been an important part of my life since I was about 10. So I left school very early. I went straight into film photography, aged about 17, and was very lucky to get a job with Stanley Kubrick early on. Then got into doing big advertising shoots and that sort of thing in London in the 80s. And that was really my complete focus till I came here. So, you know, how things look and feel is important to me. And yeah, that's still a big part of my, you know, of what I think I do and what I'm keen to be able to spend time and energy on.
And that brings us to the famous events here. Goodwood House and Goodwood Estate is not just a home, but also a living stage, let's say so. Which events are personally most important to you, and perhaps also why?
It's a question I get asked a lot, and I mean, there's no answer really. They're all important in their own ways. I mean, as I said earlier, our little mantras, horse racing, motor racing, golf, flying, shooting, and cricket. But the three things that attract the most people here are the Festival of Speed, the Revival, and the horse racing. And the horse racing has been going publicly since 1802, every year, same week. And that all began because the Duke and the King and others raced their horses in match races, just two horses at a time, on the top of the South Downs here, and people came to watch, and then more people came to watch, and then they made it a public meeting in the early, very early 19th century. Goodwood's always, I think, been about sharing since then, has always been about sharing that experience. So, you know, we're very keen to do things which, you know, touch people's passion streams and really mean something to people. But I guess where, you know, importantly, it is a shared experience. We're very passionate about these things too. We love them. You know, if we don't love it, why should our guests love it? Why would the team that work here love it if I don't love it? So that's really important, but it's a passion stream and we want to share that experience.
Because you mentioned the former king was often here for the horse races, also the actual king is visiting you in the horse racings and so on?
The king's not so keen on the horse racing as his mother was, but I think we're very pleased he's getting more enthusiastic. And
she was there.
The queen was here a lot for the racing in our big race meeting in July always, and Prince Philip would play polo and she would race and then we would all sort of meet for tea, and so she was here a lot, yeah.
And speaking of impressive projects, on your grounds today, part of the world's most famous luxury cars, Rolls-Royce, are manufactured here. How do you feel about the fact that this brand has chosen Goodwood as its home?
No, we're delighted. It's been a long relationship. BMW were here at the Festival of Speed originally and were very supportive. And when they acquired Rolls-Royce, they were looking for the right home. Goodwood was one of the options, and very pleased that that was the final decision. We all competed for it, and it's been a really, I think, successful experience for everybody. BMW have done a really great job of picking up that brand. I mean, the Rolls-Royce brand was in very poor shape. No longer, I fear, the greatest car in the world, but they did an absolutely fantastic project 20 years ago to get the factory built. We were all very involved with it. They've been wonderful partners. You know, what a superb job. I think there's no doubt now Rolls-Royce is considered to be, again, maybe the greatest car and best car in the world. And it is a fabulous product. And the brand couldn't be in better shape.
Goodwood is wonderfully combining nature, sport and luxury under one roof. How do you manage to connect these different worlds as a brand? It's very different.
I guess they're all very much part of the place. And as I said earlier, we're very keen to do things which are authentic. So, you know, the landscape's really important here. The place itself, obviously, is really important. The house and its history is at the core, at the very centre of it. It's why we're very keen to keep that as a home. It's the reason a lot of people, you know, feel connected to the place, is because the house plays such an important part. And then the sport is absolutely part of our history. And as I mentioned earlier too, you know, these sports are all just reflections of the enthusiasm and the passion of past members of the family. It wasn't like they just, you know, did them on the odd occasion or they quite enjoyed them. They were absolutely passionate about them. Their lives were focused on, you know, there's one Duke who was crazy about horse racing. There was another who was absolutely focused on cricket. You know, we got the earliest written rules of cricket in the world in our archive. There was hunting at the very beginning. The first fox hunt in the world was here. That's why the house was here. That's why the first Duke came. And then you've got the fourth Duke was also very, very involved with cricket. The golf courses were built just before the First World War. And then you've got a wonderful, wonderful golf course built by this great English Open champion called James Braid. And the children of the seventh Duke were only in their early teens when they commissioned him to build that golf course. So they were passionate about golf. And then my grandfather was a great flyer, a pilot. He built his own airplanes. And then he obviously was a keen racing driver in the 1930s. And then he built the racetrack in 1948. So we're very lucky to have been able to have this enthusiasm, if you like, at the base of it all, driving all these passions.
And if we look to the future with the 11th Duke, what are your wishes for the future of Goodwood, for your family, for your children, for your guests, and for the generations to come?
Well, we need to keep it all going. That's important. I mean, that's the number one thing. The succession, if you like, the handing from one generation to another for all these places is very critical and a very important moment. My son and my children are all very, very committed to it. We're looking at how that's going to work when we do that. My eldest son lives in New York at the moment and, you know, he's very committed to being back here in due course. As I said earlier, we need to keep growing. We need to make sure we're doing things which are relevant. And we need to be able to reinvest. So we need to keep the place very much alive and well. So the business needs to be successful in order to, so that we can do that.
If you were to give a young person or also your children advice today, who would you like to follow in your footsteps? What would that advice be?
Everything takes time. You just need to put in the effort, really. So it's not going to happen necessarily overnight. And it's about time, effort and energy.
We spoke a lot about cars, so my question would be, what sort of cars are you collecting?
I've got quite a mix of cars. I tend to buy them a bit randomly. I'm not very proud of my kind of, you know, doing enough homework, and so I tend to, yeah, I collect
Rolls Royce, Ferrari.
No, but I collect sort of post-war abstract photography, which is probably more seriously than I do cars. I mean, obviously, I love cars. I've got some fairly unusual American cars, and I've got a nice Lancia Alpha, an AC. My grandfather was a very good designer in the 1930s, interestingly. So he worked for Bentley for a bit as an apprentice. Very unusual for someone in his position to do that. He didn't tell anyone who he was or anything, and he then brought Lancias into the UK, and he put special bodies on ACs and other British cars, Wolseleys, Rileys and things. Very nice bodies, a lovely AC that he designed. We got a very nice old shooting brake Rolls-Royce, which we drive on the shoots here, which is a lovely old thing. I got a fairly unusual, maybe a slightly eccentric mix of cars, but I got a lovely Lancia Aurelia, which he would have loved. He was a big Lancia fan, my grandfather. So the big Ferraris thing, sadly, have always eluded me. You know, we've never quite got there. We wish we had. You know, we've seen them all, and we've created quite a lot of that market in a way. So, you know, we've... Anyway,
I by myself bought 2 weeks ago a TR6 from 1969. Would I have to drive also here at this racing course? No, it's not possible. No.
It's probably not. You know, it's a fine British sports car. Maybe not when British sports cars were at their best, but it's a proper thing.
Thank you very much. Finally, do you have a favorite place here on your estate or in your castle here in your manor house where you can find peace and relax? And if yes, where is it?
Well, we have a very beautiful library here. There's a terrace in front of the library which looks out over a lawn. There's a very beautiful large cork oak tree, very unusual England. Big, big cork oak tree. And sitting on that terrace is an absolute sun trap. So sitting on the terrace, you know, after lunch with a nice espresso and some very dark chocolate. If I smoked cigars, I'd probably smoke a cigar then as well, but I don't, so I'm not anymore anyway, I used to, but no cigars anymore. But that's always very nice in the sun, and that's one of the best spots here.
Are there any big news nobody knows about Goodwood at the moment? What's going on here?
We are very excited by one new project, actually, which opens very soon, at the end of May, in fact. And this is a whole new thing for us. It's called the Goodwood Art Foundation. It's a major not-for-profit, and it's built around the three pillars of art, environment, and education. So we're trying to deliver contemporary art at the very highest level in the most beautiful garden, 72-acre garden designed by the eminent Dan Pearson. Anne Gallagher is the curator of the foundation. Anne's also very, very well known in her field, and we're really excited. We're launching with a major Rachel Whiteread show, and I hope going to be something that's really, really useful to people, especially to the people that need it the most. From an educational point of view and an emotional point of view, we hope it's going to really deliver something special, as well as show the very finest and best contemporary art in the world.
Your Grace, we thank you so much for being here, for being your guest here, and we will have the next few podcasts in the next few weeks, because Goodwood is so great and so big that we have a lot of themes. Thank you so much, and wish you all the best for your life, for your estate. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, and very flattered and very pleased to have you both here.
Herzlichen Dank fürs Zuhören, und wenn es euch gefallen hat, gebt uns gerne ein paar schöne Bewertungssterne oder schreibt ein Review zu unserem Britpod. Und wenn ihr Anregungen, Ideen oder irgendwelche Themenvorschläge habt, schreibt uns auch gerne eine WhatsApp unter der Nummer 08152 989 770. Könnt ihr auch gleich nochmal im Begleittext unseres Podcasts nachlesen. Am besten speichert ihr diese Nummer wie einen neuen Kontakt, zum Beispiel unter dem Namen Britpod, ab, und schon könnt ihr mit uns kommunizieren. Herzlichen Dank und bis zur nächsten Ausgabe von England at its Best, der große Britpod.